We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Today is the St. Louis Marathon. It kicks off after this show, in fact, at 7 a.m. There's plenty of running going on, but a lot more than that. Let's get some details from Debbie Monterey.
Let's rally the Lou. That is the Greater St. Louis Marathon happening this weekend. Mona Vespa is joining us on Total Information AM, and she is the president of Go St. Louis. This is a big weekend, Mona.
It's a huge weekend. We're really excited to be kicking it off.
And how many years has the St. Louis Marathon been going on?
This is our 24th year, actually.
24 years. All right. And I think one of the things that runners enjoy is a change of scenery. And this is an all-new route this year. Can you explain a little bit about some of the places that the runners will see?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, one of the really cool things about this job for me is that I get to give, you know, a 26-mile on-foot tour of St. Louis. So we really try our best while, you know, being good community partners and knowing we're closing people's roads down. We want to show off the city, too. So runners are going to get to cross over on the Eads Bridge over the river. They're going to get to visit the Gateway Arch National Park. I mean, how many runs get to go through a national park? That's pretty awesome. It's going to Soulard, Lafayette Square, the Central West End, Old North, downtown. I mean, it really covers a lot of territory. It's an awesome route.
And a lot of the neighborhoods are excited, too. I know our company did a Earth Day cleanup in Old North, and they were very excited about the marathon coming through Old North.
Absolutely. You know, again, it's so cool to get to show off these neighborhoods, and it's really cool that they're so excited to show off what they're doing there. You know, we have such great diversity in neighborhood and the way things look. It changes from area to area, and so getting to go through them and the fact that they're going to be out there cheering just makes it even that much better.
I am trying to look up the weather while we're talking. I know that always does have an impact, but it looks like it'll be decent, kind of windy, mid-60s to start. That sounds like almost perfect marathon weather.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, I try not to look too much until it gets a lot closer because it is St. Louis here. But it looks like it's going to end up being an okay day. Maybe, you know, not perfect conditions, but weather's hard.
Talk about how many people are registered and how many people you expect ultimately to participate this year.
Yeah, we're hoping for about 10,000. We're really close to that number right now, but there's still people registering, believe it or not, which is awesome. So 10,000 downtown running the races, and of course, a lot more people who are going to come out, you know, just to cheer.
And it's not just the marathon. There are other races as part of this as well, correct?
That's right. There's a half marathon. There's a 10K, a 5K, and even a 1 mile family fun run. So we've got, you know, something for everyone to get out and get involved.
And where does it start and end? And City Park is involved too, right?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be back downtown for our entire footprint. The start line is on Market Street. The finish line is across the street on Chestnut. And the finish line pours out right into City Park's Lufus Plaza for our post-race area. So really just an awesome, vibrant footprint downtown.
For people who want to see the map, you can see the course map, of course, and then if it comes through or near your home, please feel free to get out on the route and cheer the runners on. They love it. But as you mentioned, there's a party. I don't know if you've done this every year, but there is a party. Even if you didn't run or participate in any way, you can attend.
Yeah. So that, and it is brand new to us. So we are putting on an after party. we have a brand new partnership this year with Greater St. Louis Inc. And, you know, one of their really big initiatives is to bring people together to celebrate the city, to be downtown and really activate in that way. And so we thought, you know, this is St. Louis's Marathon Day. This isn't just a day for the runners, but we want to celebrate that day in St. Louis. That big city marathons do such a good job of that. And we know we can, you know, have that same thing here. And so starting at 11 a.m., running all the way until 6 p.m., we have live music. We have Schlafly serving all kinds of drinks, including, of course, their local brews. We have food from Sugar Fire and a really great lineup of live music that local curator Mastermind has done for us. So we're super excited about the after party. And I've never done that before as an event organizer, so it'll be really fun to see it all come together.
How much has the marathon grown over the years? And I only ask because I feel like everyone I know runs marathons now when they didn't used to 10 years ago.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing about running is that it really, you know, everyone knows it's hard. It, you know, we get a lot of comments about that. But at the end of the day, you know, there's some simplicity in having a pair of running shoes and being able to get out there and achieve a goal and accomplish a distance. It doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be any specific distance. And so I think there's been a lot of growth because of that kind of accessibility of the sport. And yeah, I think in our very first year, Debbie, I think there were about 1,000 people. And so, you know, we've grown in the volume of runners, but also in like the presence that it has for the city. And I think that's a really important piece too.
That is Mona Vespa, the president of Go St. Louis. The marathon starts in just about an hour, so be mindful of traffic issues throughout today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.